This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to Reuters, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has announced the tax extenders bill, which includes an extension of the biodiesel credit and the proposed increase in the maximum Section 179 expending for 2014 and 2015 from the current $25,000 to $500,000, will have to wait until after the November election. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that farmers, ranchers, and landowners committed to protecting and conserving environmentally sensitive land may sign up for the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, beginning June 9th. The secretary also announced that retiring farmers enrolled in CRP could receive incentives to transfer a portion of their land to beginning, disadvantaged, or veteran farmers through the Transition Incentives Program. CRP consists of continuous and general sign-up periods. Continuous sign-up for the voluntary program starts June 9th. Under continuous sign-up authority, eligible land can be enrolled in CRP at any time with contracts of up to 10 to 15 years in duration. In lieu of a general sign-up this year, USDA will allow producers with general CRP contracts expiring this September to have the option of a one-year contract extension. USDA will also implement the 2014 Farm Bill's requirement that producers enrolled through general sign-up for more than 5 years can exercise the option to opt out of the program if certain other conditions are met. In addition, the new grassland provisions, which will allow producers to graze their enrolled land, will enable producers to do so with more flexibility. The Transition Incentive Program provides 2 additional years of payments for retired farmers and ranchers who transition expiring CRP acres to socially disadvantaged military veterans or beginning producers who return the land to sustainable grazing or crop production. Sign-up will also begin June 9th. TIP funding was increased by more than 30% in the 2014 Farm Bill, providing up to $33 million through 2018. As part of the 2014 Farm Bill, participants meeting specific qualifications may have the opportunity to terminate their CRP contract during the fiscal year 2015 if the contract has been in effect for a minimum of 5 years and if other conditions are also met. The Illinois Farm Business Farm Management Record-Keeping System has finished compiling the results from the last growing season. The aggregated numbers have given University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke enough data to make some very educated estimates of how much it costs a farmer in the state to produce a bushel of corn. We'll concentrate on the highly productive soils.
FBFM recently summarized their cost for 2013, so we updated our actual results for 2013 and came up with the final number. For corn in central Illinois, high productivity land, the cost of producing corn in 2013 was $615 per acre, and that's non-land cost, so that's everything but land. That $615 per acre was $34 an acre higher than it was in 2012.
The increase is just part of a trend. The cost to produce corn has more than doubled since 2006. Back then, it cost $302 an acre to produce corn, not including the land cost. Again, last year it cost $615 per acre. When asked if there's any reason for the cost of corn production to come back down, Gary Schnittke flatly says no.
No. not very soon. 2014, if anything, we're projecting all costs to remain roughly the same except for fertilizer costs. So fertilizer costs could come down $30 to $40 an acre, which would put non-land costs still in the high $500 an acre range. So we're still looking at high cost.
Again, the projected cost to produce an acre of corn, $500 plus for this year, and $615 actual for last year, does not include the land cost, things like mortgage payments, interest, or cash rent.
So, if we take $615, last year's non-land cost, add to it $300 cash rent, which would be middle of the road, not exceptionally high, so that would give us $915 a cost per acre. If we get 200 bushels per acre, that puts our break even at 458.
That's $4.58 per bushel cash price just to break even on last year's corn crop. It's just about where the price of corn for last year and this coming year have averaged, and it's unlikely to change very much in the foreseeable future. For an update on how crops in our listening area are progressing, I spoke with Mark Huber of the M&M Service Company.
The crops are progressing pretty good right now. We have corn that ranges from V3 to V7 in size. The corn is coming along just nicely. The recent rain that received last night, 0.9 to 1.5 inches, is going to greatly help our corn crop and allow it to root down to get to the ammonia that we have already placed early this spring. Also, the beans are just now emerging out of the ground on replant beans to basically the first trifoliate. So those beans are going to be ready for a post-emerge chemical application before long.
And are there any problems that you're noticing that are popping up in the different crops?
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit of cockerbur and water hemp starting to come through our pre's that we put on earlier for one shot this year. So I strongly recommend farmers to go out and look at their pre's where they used Lexar, Sure Start, Degree, doesn't matter what chemical program you're looking at, that they should be out looking at those fields and making sure that their weeds are under control and there's no economical yield loss that potentially could happen down the road. Also, there's I've seen a little bit of bill bug and brown stink bug that have been showing up a little bit in some cornfields. So I want to let people be aware of that. And I caught a few isolated cases, fall armyworm starting to feed on some corn. Nothing worth threshold amounts, but it is something that's being noticed out there.
Something just to keep an eye on.
Right. On the bean side, there's the guys that put canopy on in the fall or any kind of other fall burn downs like Sonic. Those fields, if you did not look at them this spring and reburn them down, there is cases of mare's tail and tall water hemp that have been showing up. And the guys that went ahead and not reburnt down and sowed their beans, they need to be looking at a real early application of herbicide there, because those are going to be some really tough control weeds if they wait 3 to 4 weeks before going back in there.
Have you noticed any Palmer amaranth in the fields that you look at?
Yeah, Palmer amaranth has pretty much been isolated more so in the northern Madison, southern Macoupin area, but we have started to notice it in the Cardinalville and Palmyra area as well, in the territory that I cover.
That's a dangerous one that you don't want to let spread out too far.
No, because basically the only option you have if it's Roundup resistant is iron control. So, and basically the pre-plant herbicides like Valor work very well on it, so, or Authority XL or things of that nature.
And how are the soil conditions looking out there? Last year we ran into a lot of compacted soils and crops that kind of struggled to get started, but how's this year looking?
This year's a lot better than last year. We do have areas where guys planted in late April that do have some compacted soils. What they did was the ground was dry, they got it worked up like a garden. Everybody thought everything was going good. And then we got that 1 to 2 inch rain with a lot of cold weather that happened right after that. And those soils got really compacted and are starting to show some issues. But other than that, guys that planted later, things are looking beautiful. The corn's over knee high, and it's looking great right now.
And is there anything so far that you would recommend that farmers really keep an eye out for, or something that they do as the growing season progresses?
A couple of things we need to be looking out for. A lot of corn, if guys are going to go down with an early fungicide application at V5, there's a lot of corn in the area that is time to be doing that to get started on. I would be looking at all corn fields and in general, even if you just have a one shot down or even a total or a pre followed by a post trip, that you need to get those things looked at and get those herbicides on in a timely fashion.
Again, that was Mark Huber with the M&M Service Company. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.